I was very interested to read about this South-South cooperation initiative. We're so used to thinking North-South in terms of cooperation, and so it really offers a new perspective, doesn't it?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, the question of South-South cooperation, Linda, as you probably know, is not really entirely a new idea. If you go back historically, throughout the history, of course, there has been South-South cooperation in one form or another. But it became much more regularized when there was this Bandung conference where Africa and Asian leaders met, and they talked about the possibility of collaborating with each other. That's more than 55 years ago. However, in recent years, because in many of the developing countries, new technologies have been developed, universities have many graduates, new ideas have come, the idea of South-South cooperation has gained a lot more momentum. There is also a reason for that, and I think the main reason for that is that those technological packages or technologies or methodologies that have been developed in the southern countries seems to be very appropriate in other southern countries for simple reason that it's very easily understandable because the countries that have this know-how now have gone through the process just recently. So for the countries that receive them, it's much easier to understand and to apply. Having said that, let me also add, and I think this is important for me to add, that the South-South cooperation is in no way a replacement to the North-South, but it's a complement to the North-South, because there is a lot that can be done. In fact, for that reason, there is also another type of cooperation, which we call it triangular cooperation, where the North and South-South all work together.
It makes absolute sense, in fact. To be honest, I didn't know it went back so far. But I also read that FAO has recently co-signed two new tripartite agreements between the People's Republic of China and two African nations. Can you tell me about that?
Right. Let me tell you first what FAO has done, and then I'll get back to direct your question. Now, in FAO, we have been helping member countries in their activities and actions aimed at food security for their people and combating hunger. Now, FAO launched a program in 1994, which was called the Special Program for Food Security. The idea there was to help smallholders, small farmers, on some specific actions like water, intensification of crop production systems, like on diversification of their farms by bringing in livestock also at a smaller scale and try to see how best the nationals themselves can do it with FAO playing a facilitated role. Now, we then went on from a small, very small activity since 2002, went to much larger national programs for food security in order to help these countries to achieve the Millennium Development Goal number one, which, as you know, is for reduction of hunger by half by 2015. Now, within the context of this program, it was felt necessary that maybe the technical assistance and the know-how they needed from outside could be brought to South-South cooperation, again, for different reasons. The first reason was, I've explained to you, the applicability of those methodologies. Second was the question of cost efficiency, because these South-South cooperation experts that they come at a fraction of the cost that we would have had to obtain it from elsewhere. The main reason for that is because these are based on solidarity. You know, the countries that provide are also continuing to pay the salaries of these experts when they are at home working, the same salary they will receive even though if they are on mission for a year or two or sometimes even 3 years. Now, the cost that they receive when they are on mission is varying between $900 per month to $1,500, which is not a lot of money. Now, we have recognized that with the national and regional programs for food security, the demand for the South-South cooperation has grown quite considerably. So FAO came to an idea that maybe we need to talk to some of these emerging economies, to advanced developing countries, that they probably even take a bigger share in the South-South cooperation agreements. And then we talked to China, we talked to Indonesia, we talked to Argentina, we talked to Morocco, we talked to India, and so on and so forth. Now, China was one of the first countries that have agreed to sign a strategic alliance with FAO. in support of food security in other developing countries, where it committed to provide the expertise that are required. They went even one step further. They said, in order to help further in this process, we are prepared. And they provided the FAO with $30 million in order to strengthen the South-South cooperation activities. Now, the two agreements that you refer to is within the framework of the strategic alliance. We also have a strategic alliance with Argentina. In fact, I'll be meeting with them during this week, that we will be starting a process for the Argentinian experts to go to Mozambique. We are discussing with Indonesia which are the countries that they would like to be going to, and the discussions with Morocco is continuing for them to sign a similar strategic alliance. Having said that, Linda, let me also tell you, as far as FAO is concerned, in the last 12 to 14 years, we have been able to field or send 1,500 cooperation experts and technicians to under 47 tripartite agreements that have been signed. These tripartite agreements are between FAO, the recipient country, and the provider. And these agreements are all prepared jointly so that everyone agrees what they do, what they require, how a sort of experts are needed, and where should they come and from where, and how and what they will do. Now, the partners that we have, like I said, there are many. It includes China, Vietnam, Cuba, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Argentina, Morocco, and so on and so forth. So there are quite a number of partners that we have for the South-South Cooperation.
Now, all the projects, all the initiatives that are part of this larger project are about food security, aren't they?
Exactly. The idea under those projects is that they should help, like I said, the member governments to achieve Millennium Development Goal 1. What does it mean? It means that these projects, or these programs rather, focus on the four dimensions of food security. They focus on improving production productivity, that means availability of food. They focus on access to food, both physical and economic, that means increase in income. They focus on utilization, that means the nutrition, and they focus on stability of food security in these countries. So these projects are exactly doing that, and the South-South Cooperation are bringing expertise and methodologies to help these countries to achieve these objectives. And all these programs are run by the nationals themselves.
What about this ongoing expo that's taking place this week at FAO? What are you aiming for? What are your hopes?
Yeah, the expo that is taking in FAO is an initiative of the United Nations that is being held every year. This year is the fourth year of the expo, and it is held in FAO for a very specific reason. The reason is because the overarching theme of the expo is food security in agricultural development. And as you know, food security and agricultural development is in the core mandate of FAO. So that's one of the reasons that was held here in Rome. The second reason is that FAO has been quite, like I've described to you, quite active in South-South cooperation. We have done quite a lot in this area. So that was another reason that it was decided or it was agreed that the expo will be held in Rome. Now, to your question, what we hope to gain or achieve from this expo, the expo is basically what we say is to showcase solutions, meaning that all the countries, you know, we have member countries here, we have all the UN system, we have got the NGOs, the civil society, the private sector, all the, you know, let's say partners and stakeholders of development are here. So the idea here is that sharing of knowledge, of experiences and learning from each other, as well as networking so that, you know, we can work better and we can support the activities that are being handled in various countries through joint collaboration between various actors. And there are various solution forums where technical discussions are taking place of what has happened and where we are going and what are some of the things that we should do better. There is also what we call a Director General's Forum on of the cooperation, international cooperation, of the various countries. All the countries will be there. There, I think, we'll be talking about ideas, which will be on Thursday. Now, some of these ideas that can be upscaled and how we can see a bigger participation of emerging economies, not only, but also of the developed, let's say, the traditional donor, if I may call them, even though I don't like the word donor, I would like to call them a development partners, their further involvement in the South-South cooperation. So these are some of our expectations from this expo.
I just want to ask you one last personal question, seeing you yourself mentioned the Millennium Goals. Are you optimistic?
Well, to be very frank with you, technologically it's possible. I mean, if you look at in the recent year, the production levels, they have not been falling much beyond the growth in population. Technologically, it's possible. I think what we really need is that we need to have also the will to do that. There are really many, many ways that we need to look at that. You know, there are enormous amount of food being wasted every day, you know, probably much more than what is really needed to feed the people. There are this question of obesity. You know, there are people eating more, and while there are lots of other people that eat less. So, you know, technologically, it is possible. But I think what we really need to do to put our efforts together and to go in that direction. So I say, yes, we can do it. But again, as I said, we need to work harder. But I think in recent years, because of the food crisis that we saw, the attention has been drawn more and more to the question of food security, which is not anymore like everything else, as we live in a global village, is not limited to any country. If there is a problem in one country, anywhere in the world, we're all affected. I think this is important. This recognition is important, and that gives us the force to move on and do better.